Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I trust that today's sermon would strengthen your faith in God and elevate your confidence for the impossible. God bless you. Let's get into it.
This is the Elevate Your Faith meetings. And this is where we go extended time in worship, extended time in prayer, and then we go into the Word, and you grow from faith to faith. Amen? Praise God. I trust you have your Bibles, and we're going to do some reading and some writing. I want you to take lots of notes. That's why I'm down here, because I want to teach you some things tonight. Amen? And this is going to be our setting for the next 3 nights. And we're going to be working together, and we'll be going into this Word. Let's turn our Bibles over to Luke. Let me say thank you to everyone that came out. Thank you to those that are watching online. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. You are in the house of faith. Amen? I thought I would get an amen. But I guess that amen was for the people online, so you have an excuse. Amen. Praise God. Luke 15, verse 5. And I find this amazing. Oh, I think, do I have the wrong scripture again? Go to 17:5. I said 15. It's 17:5. Yeah. 17:5. Right. Here we go. God. And you're going to go slowly with me. We're going to read this together. And it says, and the apostles said to the Lord, we're going to stop at this verse. He says what? Increase our faith. What they said? All right, everyone needs to get on this. He says what? Increase our faith. And these were the men that walked with Jesus. These were the men that encountered the power of Jesus firsthand. But the thing that they asked for could not have been given any other way. You got to track with me if you're going to get this tonight. All right, we're going to cut distraction, church, right? What they were asking for, the reason they went to Jesus is they couldn't find it anywhere else. They weren't looking for bread. They weren't looking for fish. They weren't looking for sandals. They weren't looking for a robe. They were looking for faith. So they said, Lord, increase or elevate our faith. Now, I find this remarkable that they would ask Jesus for faith. We know, I've taught you here, that faith is what? Divine what? Thank you. Divine what? Divine persuasion. What is faith? All right, let's all say it together now. See, now we just learned it. What is it? Faith is what? So in order for them to find a divine thing, they had to have went to the divine one. So they could not have gotten faith anywhere else, because faith is not confidence. Faith is not human confidence. Or somebody that knows what they're talking about. Faith and that is two different things. Confidence is confidence, but faith is divine. What is faith? Divine. Divine persuasion that God is able to do what he said he will do. Think about Noah. When God called Noah to build an ark, he said, Noah, it's going to rain. Build an ark. What did everyone do? They laughed at him. They mocked him. They cussed him. They said, stupid Noah, we have never seen rain. Where are you going to find water to float the boat? But what was he? Divinely persuaded, because he got an instruction from who? The divine one, right? God told him to build the ark that he is going to judge the world. Today, when you tell people that Jesus is coming again, they look at you and they laugh at you. They scoff at you. Sometimes when you tell people that you are saved, they scoff at you and they laugh. But what? When you are saved, you receive the God kind of faith. Because you can't even get saved without faith. You can't get saved. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through what?
Faith.
Through what?
Faith.
Through faith. So we need more faith. Tell somebody we need more faith. So just like the apostles, the ones that walk with the Lord. Imagine Peter saying, Lord, give me more faith. The one that said to the man at the gate of Beautiful, get up and walk. And what happened? He walked. When Peter was in prison, the doors fling wide open. It's the same Peter. Amen. So he said, the apostle said, increase our faith or increase our ability to confidently trust in God and in his power. You know, when you're faced with challenges, sometimes you're tempted to give up. But when you have faith, you could stick it out. Faith is what caused you to stick it out with God, that you may receive what he has planned for you. When God says, I know the plans I have for you, that doesn't mean you're going to get it tomorrow. You're not going to get it tomorrow. It says we must tarry. Let's go over to Hebrews. Let me tear this down here. Hebrews chapter... Oh my God. Find it. Hebrews. It says, for the gospel is... where is this scripture? Scripture ran away. The devil is a liar. Look it up. Hebrews 6:12. It says that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience and inherit the promise. Faith and patience works together. Write that down. Faith and patience works together. Imagine Noah again. Noah was building this ark. Noah was preaching. Noah preached for like 120 years. And if we don't see 100 people in church, we get discouraged. I'll say it again, the mic cut out. If we don't see 100 people in church, we get discouraged. If we don't see 50 people in church, we get discouraged. If we don't see 60 people in church, we get discouraged. But the man said, true faith and patience. What? Because of faith and patience, who got the promise? Noah got the promise. Because when the rain came down, you know, the rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came. When the flood came up, it was only 8 people in the boat. Out of the myriads of people that were eating, drinking, making merry, giving in marriage, exciting stuff. Imagine you could get a new wife every day. That's a nice thing. You could trade in the lousy man you have and get a new one. That's a nice thing. But it's sin. Sin. The pleasures of sin are for a moment. So even though it's a nice thing, it is not the right thing, because the stench came up before God. Imagine you can get rid of somebody you don't like. That's a good idea. You don't have to worry about them no more. All of you holy people looking at me like, oh, Pastor, what are you talking about? Yeah. The people that give you a headache every day. You have a remote, they go, they disappear. You know, in the cartoons, they press the button and they're gone. Yeah, right, zap, gone. You know, you catch flies. I have a fly up here. You don't want to go. I need a zap to get rid of your nasty self. Yeah, right? But guess what? The stench of it came up to God. But in the process, while the man was teaching, the man had to believe and the man had to be patient. that he may what? Inherit. The reason we do not inherit is because we do not partner faith and patience. The reason we never see the promises of God fulfilled in our life is because we forget that one of the qualities or fruit of the Spirit is patience. And if the Spirit gives faith, that means the Spirit gives patience, and the two of them are in sync. The two of them are in sync. So how should we go through that? Do not become sluggish or do not become lazy concerning the work of God, concerning your future, concerning your business, but with patience and endurance, with faith and patience. You're building a business, take time. Rome wasn't built in a day. You're starting a family, and or maybe you just start coming to church, and your family members need to get saved, or they need to straight up. Do not get anxious. The Bible says, be anxious for how many things? Okay, you all know it, but yet you all get anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but with what? Put it with prayer. So anytime get anxious, it is opportunity to pray. It's a signal. Your body is signaling you that the Spirit is actually telling you, hey, pray. Because the body can't handle it. So you need to go to the Spirit to draw strength. I'm telling you that again. Whenever you become anxious about something, the Spirit is sending the soul is sending a signal to the body. It is time to go to the Spirit. So that you're going to overcome this. So they went to Jesus and they say, Lord, what? Increase our faith. And now let me tell you this again. Faith is never something that can be produced by people. Faith is from the Spirit of God. Amen? Because faith is what? Divine persuasion. Hallelujah. Faith is birthed from the Holy Spirit that lives within you. Let's go to 1 John 5:4. It says, because everyone, how many? Born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our what? Faith. But the thing is, you got to first be what? Born. You got to first be born of who? Born of God. Everyone that is born of God or born of the Spirit, they are the overcomers. You cannot overcome if you're outside of Christ. What he said in John 3:3, he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say to you, you must be what? Born how? Again. You must born again. No matter if you're 75, you got to be born again. No matter if you're 85, you got to be born again. Or you might be 5 years old, or 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, 14, 15, 20, 35, 40, 50, 60, 105. You still got to be born again. You got to be born again that you may obtain this faith. You must be born again, because it says, because everyone born of God, what he does? Overcomes the world. Overcomes. This word is nikao. It means to conquer, being victorious, someone that prevails, and someone that subdues. Two things that happen there. You got to be able to subdue and prevail. You got to be able to subdue fear. You got to be subdue the end, right? You got to be able to what? Conquer. Subdue. Prevail. And look at this one. Now, sometimes you get some kind of conquering. But one of the meanings of this world is to properly conquer. You can only properly conquer when you're born of God. You can come to church and not properly conquer. But when you are born of the Spirit, you are an overcomer. And now you have the power to, as many as receive him, to them he gives what? Power. You have the right, you have the ability, that's your exousia, and then you have your dunamis, which you have now, you've been activated with miraculous power to subdue. Are we going somewhere? So everyone born of God, what? Overcomes the world. How many of us overcomes the world? All of us. Everyone that is born of God. So they went to Jesus. They say, Lord, increase our faith that we may have more confidence in you. You know, sometimes you observe, I'm not going to say you, but I'm going to say people in the church. You observe people, they waver. Because you guys are strong, right? You guys don't waver. One person said, hallelujah. But sometimes you're like, maybe God will come true. Or maybe I'm going to get the breakthrough. Or maybe this one, let me leave God alone concerning this one. Anyone ever tempted to pray like that? Like leave some things like, it's just a headache, take an Advil. Don't pray about this one. It's easy. Or when it's something big now, you're like, this one is probably a little too big for God. And maybe I'm going to have to live with this one all my life. Are we tracking? Yeah. But you waver. But what the Bible says in James chapter 1 or 5, the man that wavers gets what? Nothing. So that's why they went to Jesus and they say, Lord, increase our faith. So we can get rid of wavering. We can get rid of gray areas in our faith. That when we trust you, we will trust you wholeheartedly. We'll trust you completely. So that's what it means to be persuaded. When you are persuaded, you can't be moved. I'll say that again. When you are persuaded, like this thing here, everybody knows this thing is black. And it don't matter how they choke you, they pinch you, squeeze you, they can't get you to say this thing is white. Because you are assured. And that's what they wanted from Jesus, is for him to increase them and bring them up to that level that now they can subdue anything that comes before them. Every giant that comes before them, they can subdue them, knowing by a word that they speak. Because remember, in this situation here, the boy with the demon came to them. Matthew 17. The boy with the demon came and they said, Lord, why couldn't we cast this one out? Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Bring our faith up. That doesn't matter what comes before us, we're going to be able to deal with it. Increase our faith. We're sitting here tonight because we want more faith. We want our faith to be elevated. We want our faith to go. We want to go from faith to faith. We want to go from glory to glory. We want to go from grace to grace. So they said, increase our faith. So this faith, everyone that is born of God, what happens? Overcome. Any overcomers in the room? Come on. Any overcomers in the room? Any overcomers in the room? Yes. So the next time you pray about a situation that is such a mountain before you now, you can target it being persuaded that God is able to do what he says he will do. What is impossible for man is what? Possible for God. Because the Bible says, with God, how many things? How many things? All things are possible. And the other scripture that backs it up, it says, all things are possible to those who will believe. So, all things can be possible to Sister Jacqueline. But then when we get over to Casey over here, it's not possible for her. Because what she believes for, Casey goes like, you know what? That can't happen. That can't happen. You know, I always remember, you know, you remember certain things in life distinctly. When we moved to this place and I brought someone and I showed them, a family member, and I showed them this place, this question was like, what you going to do with such a big place? Now, in my head, this is a small place. But for him, it's a mountain to fill. For me, it's a pea in the bucket. A drop. A pea, P-E-A, okay? You guys are picturing pea. Nasty people. Right? It's a pea in the bucket or pea in the pod, right? Pastor Cher, that's her stuff. Pee in the pod. But yeah, the man says, what you going to do with such a big place? But what? We know what God has promised us. And we know the God that's promised is faithful. That he cannot lie. And he will do what he said he will do. And not only that, he said, I'm going to do exceeding abundant above you could ever ask. So whenever you ask, have faith that God will exceed what you ask for. When you ask for this kind of car, expect God to give you that kind of car. When you ask for this kind of house, expect God will give you that kind. Let me share our story. Let me talk my story. When we bought our house, we didn't know we were going to have another baby. We thought shop closed. But apparently Pastor Cher opened back the shop. Right? Shop opened back. So guess what people going and buy? If shop open, people, somebody got to come and buy. I said shop, but you know, now I'm talking about me. Yes, I go and buy. Right? But yeah, so now, as I was thinking about God, we always wanted a house to have a guest room so whenever pastors come, they can stay by our house. God has done that. But then we have, when we bought the house, it says it's a 6-bedroom house. But when we got to the house, it was only, what, 5 bedrooms, right? And then the 6th one, they called it a family room, but on the listing, it was a 6-bedroom house. So we're like, okay, so we have that room. We're using it as a family room. But now things are what? Changing. God saw way in advance that we would need that room to be a bedroom down the line. So what he did, he prepared it for us. There's a scripture like that. The things he have prepared for those who love him. Eyes have not seen. Or to say, ears have not heard. Nor has it entered into the heart of man. The things who? God. Who has prepared something for you? I said, who has prepared something for you? I said, who has prepared something for you? Who has prepared something for them? God. So God already had it in his plan. So that when the fullness of time comes, then the thing is going to take shape and become what God had in his heart. Because she closed shop, but she had to open back shop. Because a prophet told us 2017, and I think back in 2005, a lady by the name of Sister Ann Raghunandan, she said we would have 5 children. Whatever words are from God does not fall to the ground. I said, whatever words are from God does not fall to the ground. The Bible says, not a word that Samuel spoke fell to the ground, but everyone came to pass. So when it's from God, it will stand. That's why you take your life and you bank it in the word of God. You bank your life on the word of God. Because eyes have not seen, no, he will do exceedingly abundantly above you would ask. And then it goes forward. It says, think. Eyes have not seen. Ephesians what? Here we go. But eyes have not seen. Ears, nor ears what? Heard. Now as it entered into the mind of God, the things what? That God's prepared. Let's go exceedingly abundantly now. Next one. He will do exceedingly abundantly above we can ask. The next part is think. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. Wait. Because the word of God is so powerful. When you see the word of God, it says it's a lamp unto your feet and a light to your path. It is illumination for your path. There we go. Abundantly above you could what? Ask, think. Wow. Above you can ask or think. So when you imagine, God is able to do more than that. When you imagine, Mama, God is able to do more than that. What you imagine, he is able to do more than that. He said he is able to do how? Exceedingly. How? Yeah, somebody need to pray, God, stretch my imagination. Stretch my asking. Because sometimes we ask based on what we see. Anybody guilty of that? We ask based on what we see because it's comfortable. And we want to be comfy. We don't want nothing to somebody to come and say, oh, so where's the 500 people? I hear you guys praying for 500. Yes, we are. You know where it is? It's right where God see the 6-bedroom was. In the heart of God. In the mind of God. And you watch how time is going to hit you and put you to shame. So, increase our faith. Elevate our faith. Give us the ability to believe for the impossible. Why do you need faith? Because faith pulls the impossible into time. Faith pulls the impossible into time. Time is what we're living in. The impossible is what cannot happen. But by faith, then the Bible says, speak those things that are not as what? Though they were. Speak what is not. Don't speak what is. Because it says, you don't need faith for what you can see. Why would you hope for what is in front of you? That's being insane. I can't hope for a chair like this. The chair is already here. I just got to sit on it. Sit. The chair is here. Sit. You have food in front of you and you're praying for more food. Eat the food that's in front of you. You're praying for fish. Fish in the fridge. Go defrost the fish and cook the fish. But now, when you want something bigger than the fish that you do not have, that's what you pray for. Amen. And that's what you speak. It says, you shall have what you say. We'll go further tomorrow night on that. But yes. So, faith comes from God. That's why they went to the source. They went to Jesus and they say, Lord, increase our faith. Now, we know that everyone that is born of God, what? Overcomes, prevails. So, if you are of God, you cannot fail. I'll say that again. If you are born of God, you cannot fail. Cannot fail. You cannot fail. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God who what? Gives us the victory. He gives us what? Victory through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Guys, you got to stick. Give me the scriptures every time it's called. Amen? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Jesus is the source of faith. He says that everyone born of God overcomes. And look, the next part of that scripture says, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our feet. So if you're struggling with your flesh, you need more feet to believe that God will deliver you from it. You're suffering addiction, your faith in God that he is able to deliver you from addiction will get you out. You're struggling in relationships, faith that God will give you the skill and the mindset to relate well with people, you're going to have it. If you don't have confidence in God, you then have confidence in your flesh. And confidence in the flesh leads to failure. Because the Bible says, put how much confidence? No confidence in flesh. So, do you have that?
Yes.
Did you get that? Good.
Yes.
So, now, what is the victory? Our faith. What is it? Our faith. Our faith is our victory. And you know that word victory is the word we know as Nike. N-I-K-E. That's the Greek. Nike, the shoes we like. Nike, Air Force, Ones. What's the other one? Nike, Uptowns. Nike, what else? Lost and Found. There's a sneaker called Lost and Found? Yeah? Whoa. That sneaker is never lost and it's never found. Lost and found. That's like trapped in the middle. All right, that's a little too deep right there. Which other one? Nike Zoom Air. So were these people intentional when they named it Nike? I think so. Because it means victory. That's the word for victory. It's not pronounced Nike, but N-I-K-E is victory. So he says, we tie victory in. He says, and this is a victory that overcomes the world. What is the victory? Your faith. Your faith in God is what brings you into victory. Your divine persuasion that God is able will bring you into victory. Will bring you into what? Victory. 1 Corinthians 15. 57, now back to that. But thanks be to God who gives us victory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Where do you find victory? In Christ. Amen? Where is the victory? In Christ. In Christ. Hallelujah. So they went to the source. They went to Jesus. Now look at Jesus' reply to them. Back to Luke 17, verse 6. And we know that faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by who? The word of God. Who is the word? Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word is? So who did they go to get faith? Christ. They went to the word so that they could hear what the word was saying to them. That it may plant faith in their hearts. Amen? Wow. Luke 17, 6. So the Lord said, if you have faith. Now, they went to Jesus, they said, increase our faith, elevate our faith, give us more faith. He said, if you would have faith as a mustard seed. After all that I told you there just now, Jesus crowned it up. He says, Gabby, if you would have faith as a mustard seed, can we put up a mustard seed on the screen? It is so tiny. It's almost useless when you look at it. You have some pretty seed, but the mustard seed is kind of real non-negotiable. You don't want a bunch of mustard seed to walk around. But it's so tiny. A mustard seed, you can't even see it when you're walking on the ground. You know, like you could see a penny, right? But you can't see a mustard seed. You can see a lemon seed, but you can't see a mustard seed. You're going to walk over that mustard seed and you're going to walk on it and it will not even affect you because it is so, look at that. That's a person's finger. And in proportion, finger versus seed. Look how tiny it is. So if I had that, there are chances where you're sitting, you wouldn't even see that I had. If I glued it to my finger, I'd be working all night in front of you and you wouldn't know I had a mustard seed. But Jesus said to them, if you would have faith, as what? Jesus said, if you would have this amount of confidence in me, you will be able to subdue anything and prevail over anything. Because the powers or the gifts of God are greater than anything the enemy can ever throw. If we could just find it to have that much of confidence in God. He said, you need a speck of mustard seed. And why? No, this is the other side to it. Why did he use a seed to speak about faith? Because a seed is charged with potential. A seed has a plant in it. A seed has leaves in it. Let's scale back. A seed has root in it. A seed has life in it. You look at the lemon seed and you're like, oh, psh, garbage. But you know how much lemon is locked up in there? That's why you don't underestimate a person. Every person that you tell about Jesus is a seed. 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 You know Billy Graham, right? He was a seed that somebody sowed. Because the Bible says, unless a seed fall to the ground and die, it cannot become anything. So in order for you to become alive in Christ, you must first die. You got to die to yourself. And believing that you are God and that you're a Savior and you're able to save yourself and you're able to redeem yourself and your good works will get you. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, not of works. So when you come to Christ, you got to take all your works and throw it in the fire. Because the Bible says all of your works is like what? Filthy rags. And filthy rags is a nasty piece of cloth. And if we may go a little further, excuse me, I ask for excuse up front, but a filthy rag, it's what we buy, a thing called Always. You guys know what Always is, right? Some of it's called Poise. You know what Poise is? Let me see if I know another brand. Tampax. Right? That's what that word referred to. Because at that time, that they used cloths. And he says, that's what your good works is like. Waste, because it's waste monthly. So when you sum up your works, filthy rags. So if you think any of your works can stand, is when fire touches, that's when we'll know if it will stand. The Bible said, only what is done for God will last. Only what is done. That's what it says. Lay up treasures in heaven where nothing can corrupt it, where thieves can't break in and steal. All of this stuff where rust and moth don't eat it up. So, Sister Maxine, when you're teaching this Sunday school and you're dealing with somebody's difficult child, you ought to treat them with love. Treat them with gentleness. Treat them with patience. Just like how I treat you guys. You guys are big baby. No, I'm just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. But yes. Patience. 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 Patience and faith works together. Amen? Yeah. So none of our works will stand. So he said, you must have faith as a mustard seed, because a faith has, a seed rather, has potential. As we were saying, it has life. A seed is alive. It has a root in there. Then there's a stem. Then it grows a nice bark. And then it puts out nice, beautiful leaves. And then eventually you're able to go and pick fruit. So we're talking about Billy Graham, right? Billy Graham had to die. Then Christ raised him up. When you get baptized, the Bible says we're buried with Christ into baptism. So if you're not baptized, you need to get baptized. Amen? It's not just going down in water. You can shower at home. That's not that. It is spiritual. Right? It is spiritual. Just like your worship is spiritual. Yes. Hello? Yes. Your praise is spiritual. Your prayer is spiritual. Yes. Yeah. So when you get baptized, you get buried into Christ. You're buried. And then you're raised up. And then when you're raised up now, you're raised up right. Because well, you can now bring forth fruit. Right? You die with him. Now you reign with him. You live with him. And then he calls you to what? Bring forth much fruit. And then your fruit what? Remains. So, for instance, the person that witnessed to Billy, they died. But Billy remained. And Billy built something massive that we all know him today. Because his life was what? Fruitful. When you are walking by faith, you have a life that is what? Fruitful. Because now you see with the eyes of faith and you're able to call impossible things into time. You tracking? So that's why they say, Lord, elevate our faith. Tonight you're in the right place to get more faith. You're in the right place to get more faith because you're in the presence of Jesus. You're in the presence of God. Didn't Jesus say where two or three are gathered, he is there? So if he's here, right now, this moment, every head bow, every eyes closed, say, Lord, elevate my faith. Increase my faith. I want to live a life. I want to live a life. I want to grow from grace to grace. I want to go from faith to faith. No matter what's coming up in my life, I refuse it and I take hold of what you are dishing out tonight. And you're dishing out faith. And I receive more faith. I receive more faith. I receive faith for healing. I receive faith for victory. I receive faith for promotion. I receive faith for elevation. I receive faith that you'll change my name and change my story. Like how you change Abraham's name and you change his story. Change my name. Change my story in the name of Jesus. Change even my generation. Where I came from. No, that's not how we're going to look. We're going to look different. We're going to be blessed. We're going to be favored. Oh, we're going to be prosperous. We're going to walk as the children of God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the mind of man, the things that you have prepared for us. What you have prepared for me and my children. What you have prepared for me and my family. What you have prepared for my children that are afar off. What you have prepared in my future. You say you know the plans you have for me. And God, I lay hold on every one of them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I want us to be like the Thessalonian church, the Thessalonican church here. It says in 2 Thessalonians verse 1, verse 3, it says, because your faith grows exceedingly. How your faith grows? Exceedingly. Paul says, we do not fail to pray for you. We do not stop thanking God. Why? Because your faith grows how? How? Isn't he the God that exceeds? So why don't you follow him and exceed with him? Your faith grows exceedingly. I want to tell you, it's time for us to believe God for some things, man. And pull it out of the spirit and bring it into the natural. Exceed expectation. God is going to, you know, when God bless you, you become a spectacle for his glory. Hallelujah. When God delivers you, you become a spectacle for his glory. Many people say, oh, she's going to go to America and fail, but God blesses you in this land. And guess what? He makes you a spectacle. Yes. What is spectacle? People look through spectacle.
Yes.
Hello? All who wear spectacle, put up your hands. So people are going to look through you and see God. Hello? I said they're going to look through you. And when they look, they see God. They see the faithfulness of God. They see the miraculous working power of God in your life. What was meant for your demise becomes for your elevation, becomes for your promotion. You begin to scale because God is on your side. And now you have so much faith, you can say things like this. I can do Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Where does your strength come from? Jesus. My strength comes from the Lord. Some trust in horses and chariots, but I will remember the name of my God. Every time I hit trouble, or I hit frustration, or I hit confusion, or my back is against the wall, I shout, Jesus! Because I can do all things through God, through Christ. Through who? Christ. Who is my passport to victory? Christ. Who's my bridge over troubled waters? Christ. I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens me. All things, mighty God. All things, not some things, all things. Romans 1:17. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from what? Faith to faith. How is the righteousness of God revealed? From faith to faith. Somebody say, elevate my faith. From faith to faith. Come on, your faith can always go further. Your faith can exceed. Your faith can grow. Your faith can move. Tell somebody, my faith is moving tonight. Faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. How does Christians live? By fear?
Faith.
By anxiety?
Faith.
Yes. By faith. We live by, we don't live by food. We live by faith.
Amen.
I need to make a t-shirt like that. We don't live by food. We live by faith. You might live by food, but I live by faith. Let me read the Amplified for you and then we'll be on our way. For in the gospel of righteousness which God ascribed is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith. So it begins by faith in Christ and then it becomes faith to live. Hello? Faith in Christ saves you, but then that faith springs up for faith to live. Because it just lives by what? Faith. So from the source, you get saved, and then the source creates within you faith to possess and pull outside of time into time what God has for you.
Yes.
Leading to faith, meaning disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just, right? How do we get justified? True faith the man who true faith is just and upright shall live by faith. So faith got you in and faith will take you to the end. I said faith got you in and faith will take you to the end. Listen, man, God wants to do exceeding things. God wants to blow our minds, but we have to stand in faith. Faith is what? No. Faith is what? Divine persuasion. Right? Faith is being divinely persuaded that God will do what he said he will do. Let's all stand. Now, I want to stretch your faith. I'm not going to lay hands tonight. You might need healing. I want you to pray for yourself. You may need a financial breakthrough. I want you to pray for yourself. You might need healing emotionally. Tap into the Holy Ghost. Pray for yourself. Whatever you need. You may need a job. Pray for yourself. You may need increase. Pray for yourself. You might be on the verge of something big. You might even need deliverance from demons. I want to tell you, pray. Lord, we've read your word. We've seen that you've given us the power to subdue. We are overcomers. We are people that subdue. We are a victorious people. We live in the principle of victory. From your word, you've spoken to us tonight that we are overcomers, that we conquer, we prevail, we subdue, we properly conquer. And tonight, God, you see the needs of your people. And the Lord, the disciples went to the source of faith, which is Jesus. And they say, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. I pray tonight you'll touch your people right where they are. Number one, you'll give them more faith. I pray you'll take them from faith to faith. We see the faith of people growing in the word. We see the faith of people being victorious. We see the faith of people being exceeding. They're exceeding faith. Exceeding. I pray tonight that faith will arise in their hearts. I release the gift of faith in this room tonight. I release the gift of faith in this room. I release the gift of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Mashada daba siro boko sota. Rabako rebroke la brosa katila ribanda la bashode robo saka ratelebo sikanda na masaya. In the name of Jesus, I pray that from tonight, your people walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, they walk by faith. They will live by faith. Not by their bread, not by the food, not by their relationships, but they will live by faith, knowing that the plans that you have for them is great. And in the name of Jesus, I speak that faith, even those that are watching online, faith will flow through those cameras. Faith will flow through the cameras tonight. Mashanda Rabakosa. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Marabakaribro. Sokorobokusikedababasata. Russia, I speak healing tonight. I speak healing over legs. I speak healing over knees. I speak healing over ankles. I speak healing. Morebo siando roko saka. Rota katala la basota. Healing, healing over head. Headaches. Healing over backaches. Healing over chest pain. High blood pressure. Healing, healing. Loroboko roboshata. Raba toko tokotia. Ratala la basota. I pray the lame will walk. I pray the dumb will speak. I pray the deaf will hear. I pray the mute will speak. I pray the blind eyes will be open. I pray the dead will rise. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that God, your people believe you. Those that need financial breakthrough, I pray God that you will make way. You will exceed their expectation. Exceed their expectation. Exceed their expectations. In the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the thanks. For there is none like you. We pull the impossible into being. We pull the impossible into being. We pull the impossible because you said you'll exceed our expectation. Above we could ask. Above we can think. Because of the power that works in us. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Mashanda da ba 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 ku ruko toko toko taka tika tuko tibi ratile brosa katala la basata masando ruko si korbo shata rotile brosi anda da mama 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 suko toko 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 roboko si ke rutie ba sinana masunea rushie da broko sata wind of faith blow in this room in the name of Jesus. And we decree, I decree and I declare that you're moving from faith to faith. That your faith is elevated. And that you're going to see miracles in your life. You're going to see miracles in your life. You're going to see miracles in your life. I speak the word of miracles. You're going to see miracles in your life. You're going to see miracles in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory. Somebody declare, my faith is growing. Come on, say, I'm having exceeding faith. Come on, say I'm having exceeding faith. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm having exceeding faith. I'm going to believe big. Somebody just say I'm believing big. I'm believing. Come, use your mouth. Say I'm believing big. Big things are mine. Big things are mine. Say big things are mine. Big things are mine. I will possess the good things of the earth. I will possess the good things of the world. I will eat the fat of the land. I will eat the good of the land. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go in faith and grow from faith to faith. God bless you.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's break the code.